This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Experience.
The Total Golf Experience.
The game. The sound of the sweet spot of a well-hit drive. The drink. The great bouquet of that fine wine as you pop the course. The cuisine. The sizzle of a beautifully prepared plate ready to melt in your mouth. Welcome to Golf Grape and Grub, a show that journeys with you into the Total Golf Experience.
The Total Golf Experience.
With Tom Keys and Pam Wood. The game. The drink. And the cuisine.
It's the Golf Grape and Grub Show on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard, GGG fans. This is a show where we explore in a fun and an insightful way yours and ours, our passion of golf, food, and wine. And just about anything, Pam, that starts with a G. Tom Keys here along with Pam Wood and Mr. Grape Nuts in the house today. That'll be a lot of fun later on when we talk wine. And we got another great show for you today as our nation is trying to figure out how to heal and bond. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's sort of sad times right now, particularly down here in the DFW area. Pam, we got another national championship. The Women's U.S. Open is being conducted at Corteval out just south of San Jose. And we're excited to have Dottie Pepper with us today.
Won't that be fun?
Yeah. So, apparently, Dottie's joined us already, so Dottie, don't say anything yet, because I got to do my little intro. I think everybody knows Dottie Pepper. 28 times has won professional tournaments, 17 on the LPGA, and she's jumped in the lake twice down at Palm Springs.
She's a lady of the lake.
I still call it the Dinah. I don't care what anybody says. That's the way I call it. Anyway, Dottie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and I'm going to correct you for one thing.
Okay.
I only jumped once because I won the first time on the 10th hole.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah, that'll bust a few trivia questions.
Yes, it will. That'll bust it open. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And, God, I loved watching you play in those six Solheim Cup teams where I don't think anybody could motivate as well as you did back in those days.
Well, I don't think you need much motivation. I mean, good grief.
Well, some players need a little more intensity, like you have. Just saying.
Well, that could be argued, but motivation. You didn't need to be motivated to play the Solheim Cup. That's for certain.
Well, she was a motivational source, and Dottie, you were an infuriating source to the Europeans as well, and that was kind of fun, also.
But we like that.
You like that, yeah.
I guess I should say probably so. Thank you.
Yes, it was all good.
Meant to be a compliment.
So, Dottie, as you know, things have changed quite a bit in ladies' golf, and boy, the youth movement is so strong it scared me. I was watching the big pairing out at Corteval the last couple of days with Lexi and Brooke and Lydia, and I added up all their ages, and they're still almost a decade short of me. Does that mean I get a lot of strokes, or how does that work?
No, it means the LPGA's daycare needs to be expanded.
How do you know? It's been interesting to hear, I think, an old friend of yours talk a little bit, Julie Engster, about some of this. But, you know, when you and Julie were out there together, things were a bit different than 17 and 18, 19 and 20-year-olds these days, right?
Yeah, it was. You know, there were the exceptions to the rule, and I think the first real big exception. Certainly back when Judy Rankin turned professional very, very early. But in our era, it was more Michelle McGann. And that not too soon after that, was followed by Christy Kerr, players who, for whatever reason, elected not to go to college and turn pro at a very young age. And it was not, I mean, I think you could ask Michelle and Christy both, not particularly easy sledding right away. But yes, it was much more typical to at least go to a couple of years of school, and if you didn't walk out with a degree, at least you had been there for a couple of years.
Isn't it fun to see Julie still playing, still competing? And gosh, last tournament, Michelle was competing as well. Isn't it fun to see your contemporaries still out there?
It is, and there's another really good story out there. I don't know if it's going to be an extended attempt at a comeback or not, but Brandi Burton, who was my favorite Solheim Cup partner and one of my closest friends, she was first alternate to get into the U.S. Women's Open and had shot 146 after not hitting a competitive golf shot for the better part of a decade.
Wow.
She also played in Portland, so she's been through hell as far as her physical issues, multiple surgeries since she stopped playing. But I'm so proud of what she's done. Yes, it's fun to watch that sort of thing happen.
Just amazing. You mentioned Michelle McGann. I'll just add a little trivia to the show, as you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I played with Michelle McGann in a pro-am at the Dinah Shore back in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Fun gal.
Yep.
We were talking at the Texas Shootout, I guess it was a couple years ago, maybe last year, and the question was asked of her, would you play again on the LPGA Tour? And she said, well, in a second, I would. And they said, well, why would you want to come back? And Michelle said, because I know I can.
There you go. Yeah, competitiveness doesn't go away, whether you channel it in one direction or where it came from. It's tough to squash that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of channeling that, that's a nice segue, Dottie. Now that you're a media person and doing quite well with ESPN and CBS, these little features that you're doing now that you've joined Jim Nance and all the folks at CBS are fun. You like doing those?
I do. I have... I think originally it was more of I hate the word branding, but more of a branding opportunity to get me sort of recognized as being part of the CBS team, have a little camera time each week. And part of what I believe good broadcasting is telling people something that they wouldn't otherwise be able to know. So that's at the core of all of these pep talks that I've done. And trying to dig around to find a little something that you might not know if you just happen to tune in to watch 72-hole stroke play golf tournament. So it's been really, really neat. Also finding some big holes in research on certain websites that we've had to go back and correct and all that sort of stuff. But that's been part of the good thing about continuing to learn. And my love for history in general, on top of golf history, this has really been a fun thing to be able to do.
Speaking of history, you made history this year as being the first woman broadcaster on Masters coverage. So did you have fun doing that?
Well, I did, and I look at it, well, it may have been live coverage. I had done 3 years of studio stuff, one for Golf Channel and two for ESPN leading into this. So it wasn't completely foreign. But I also look at it as not a male or female thing. It's a broadcasting thing. It's like, who in the world wouldn't want to have that opportunity? And that's how I approached it. A lot of people made a big deal about it being the first female, and I didn't. Look, I was the only girl on my high school golf team, so this really isn't all that different.
Well, you did a wonderful job. I love listening to you.
Well, yeah, I feel like I can do a better job next year, and a lot of what I do will be, listening and watching the shows again. I got some great advice from Mike Tirico back when I first got into the business in 2004, and was that just to watch as much of yourself as you can, listen to as much of yourself as you can, to learn where you're falling into traps, where you're getting sloppy, maybe where you repeat things too often, and do that to the point that you don't be so critical of yourself that you are afraid to make a critical call, but to always keep improving. And that's what I will do. I watched the re-airs most evenings that we're on CBS, I'll turn over and watch them, and I'll do the same thing getting ready for the 2017 Masters.
What your switch to broadcasting? You earlier mentioned about being competitive. Is there any analogies there that you kind of sort of use as you switch to broadcasting?
Most certainly. I was a player who didn't like surprises and was really big on preparation and not trying to throw the pieces of the puzzle together when you got to a tournament site. And I'm much the same as I prepare to do my job now, whether it's in the booth like I will be next week with Bill McAtee at the LPGA event, will be on Sunday on CBS, or whether I'm walking the course or I'm in an outer tower. I like to have everything done so that no matter what happens, there are no surprises. And then you can just talk about what you know, and that's A, your homework, and B, that you've been in golf for basically your entire life.
Do you have a mentor in the broadcast world?
Judy Rankin's been a mentor from day one, and I have to credit her for getting me involved in this to begin with. Back in 1999 at the U.S.
She's Olympics. Tremendous.
Amateur. She's tremendous. And she's just as ambassador of the game, and for those that will come behind her, she set an awfully high standard, and she is the standard. She treats people well. She does her homework well. She loves what she does, and if I can be any bit of that, I will.
Dottie, I don't know if you can hear the music, but we got to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about Judy Rankin a little bit more, and, of course, the U.S. Open at Coeur d'Alene. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Come on, GGG fans, I know you're like me and have the desire to get more fit. I have the place for you to achieve this, and it's not a big warehouse gym with big crowds. It's one-on-one personal training and fitness center in Fort Worth.
Brad Firestone and his group of HTPs, that's highly trained professionals, will help you with whatever you're trying to achieve, no matter what level you are at. Their gym is comfortable, clean, and has all the equipment you need to get healthier and, more importantly, stay healthy. As important, they customize and motivate you to achieve your own personal goals. Golfers, I know you want more length, so come experience the way to gain more flexibility, strength, and create better balance for your swing. One-on-one is for everyone of all ages, regardless of sex. You may have a hectic life, but they can help you be more efficient with your workouts and with whatever schedule works best for you. Plus, there's no contract. You can also work out whenever you want to, regardless if your personal trainer is there or not.
My cranky back is what Brad is focused on with me, so don't procrastinate anymore. Call Brad at 817-731-4511 and like them on Facebook at One-on-One Personal Training and Fitness Center. You'll love the results.
Hey, GGG fans, if you're like me and a lot of folks, you probably want to get healthier. Well, I've got the answer for you, the Sanctuary Yoga Room in Fort Worth. I've been doing yoga now for 3 years, and I resolved to crank it up a notch this year to help my cranky back. Don't be scared or waffle about this. Yoga is for everyone, regardless of age, sex, or body shape. It's not just for cute, slim gals and Lululemons. In gaining flexibility, strength, and self-confidence, you do it at your own pace. We call it owning your own mat. You'll end up gaining more than a fit body. Your soul and brain will be encouraged to live a less stressful and peaceful life. Rebecca Butler is our head yogi and has a great cast of instructors who are all positive. It's infectious being around these people. Kyla is one of my fave teachers, and along with Rebecca, is offering personal courses to help you thrive. It includes counseling on nutrition, organization, goals, and spirituality. Since we love G-Words, it makes me grateful and giddy to think about glowing. So come join TK at the Sanctuary Yoga Room at Fort Worth to recreate yourself. Like Rebecca on Facebook at the Sanctuary Yoga Room.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
877-657-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, more golf, grape, and grub
on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, GGG fans. Tom Keys along with Pam Wood. We're having the pleasure of chatting with Dottie Pepper of CBS and ESPN. And Dottie, a little segue here. I know you heard the grape word. So we got to ask you, since one of your broadcast partners happens to have his own winery, it's called The Calling. I'm sure you're aware of it. Has Jim Nance left you any wine since you joined the team?
We took care of a few bottles at the memorial, yes.
We love it when Jim comes to Colonial because we exchange wine with him. Anyway, that you know, yeah. We didn't get a chance to see you this year. We didn't have really, you know, sort of kind of met each other yet, but we'll have to do that next year. But great guy, a lot of fun, has some good wine. A lot of the gal, Christy Kerr's really involved in wine. Do you, apparently you like wine.
I'm a consumer, not a vintner. How's that?
There you go. There you go. Speaking of vintners, folks, a little segue here quickly. Second half of the show, we're going to have Bill Ligon, the new owner and president of Jameson Ranch Vineyards, with us. He'll talk a little bit about being a vintner. But is Christy Kerr's left off any wine to you? What's going on?
She has. Curvature is fabulous. We had had it when we all had it. We had a dinner at the, I'm going to call it the Dinah, too. I'm going to join you because it'll always be
there
the
Dinah. There you go.
Always be the Bob Hope,
too.
Actually, I think it might. Yes, exactly. It might have just been the second year her wine was out. They had a dinner there for all the past champions, and she had that flying around there, which was lovely. And then she brought a pretty good amount of it out to the Solheim Cup when we were at Colorado Golf Club in 13. So I give it five stars. It's terrific.
Well, it's interesting you give it five stars. We have a rating system that you're not familiar with, and I'm not going to dwell on this, but Mr. Grapenut, one of our great contributors, is here with us today, and we have a rating scale, and the top is 5 nuts, and the minimum is 2 nuts.
There you go.
I'll just leave it. And if you got a 2 nut wine, it's probably not drinkable, and you can go figure that out for yourself. And you can look on our.
Yeah, 2 nut wines go in the composter. No.
2 nut wines you cook spaghetti with.
That's right.
You cook spaghetti with.
So, Daddy, how's your golf game these days?
I really don't play much anymore. I'm super busy, obviously working 2 jobs, but I've had 2 foot surgeries in the last 3.5 years and got some pretty significant nerve damage in my left foot. So the time I'm on my feet is devoted to talking about golf, not playing so much. Although I did get out this week on Wednesday afternoon. I had some of my girlfriends here. We have our annual DP chipping school. So I actually surprised myself. I did just fine on Wednesday.
Good.
Well, I know you've been a busy, busy woman. I mean, you're on the board of directors of the PGA of America. Gosh, you won the William D. Richardson award given to an individual who, Tom, who has consistently made an outstanding contribution to golf. So we congratulate you on that. That's wonderful.
Thank you. It just means I've been around for a few years and I don't sleep much.
Well, what it really means is you know how to pay it back, and that's a wonderful thing. And particularly since I get it. This is a compliment, by the way, but for the female golfers, I'll never forget your looks on the golf course, and it reminded me of Raymond Floyd. Boy, when you got that intensity when you were playing, it was like, you don't think you're going to beat me, you know, kind of thing. And I've seen Raymond get that look, and you had that look when you played.
Well, I do take that as a compliment.
I also remember your dyed red hair and your fingernails painted red, white,
and blue. Oh, Pam, come on, let's not do the girly things. Come on.
That's good. I think that was my biggest criticism of people who said, well, you know, the face painting and the hair ribbons and all this, that, and the other, there was a big uproar about the Solheim Cup. And I said, wait a minute, that was permanent.
That's funny. Well, for any of us club golfers that have ever been around a women's invitational, decorating and dressing up is part of the fun. Yeah, it's all good. So, go ahead.
It was such a drastic change. I remember the day this is personal information. I got a wig first to see if I could even pull it off, and kind of just wore it around the house to see what would happen. And when I actually got it done, my dog growled at me when I walked in the back door. True story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't tweak the dog, you know.
That's right.
So we got a few minutes left with you. Let's talk a little bit about Coeur d'Aval and the U.S. Open. Have you ever played there?
I've not played. I've been there.
You've been there.
I actually did a clinic there in 2010 for Fry's Electronics. We had a female CEO at the time. She was dynamite.
Kathy,
exactly. And did a clinic there and a reception with Johnny Miller.
Oh, yeah. Johnny. So what do you, you know, it's sort of interesting to me. I watched the pairing the last 3 days that I was so excited about, of Brooke and Lexi and Lydia. And it reminded me of the days when Arnold used to play with Jack and neither one of them played well. At least in the first round. I know Lydia came back yesterday and shot 66 and got herself back into the tournament, but the other two barely made the cut. What do you think about the last two rounds out there?
I think you're spot on. Sometimes there's so much hype going into a marquee pairing that by the time you have to hit a shot, you're sort of like deflated because there's been so much energy spent just in the promotion of that as the week has gone on. But I do think, although I'm not a fan of Trent Jones' architecture, I think the golf course preparation has been fabulous. It has changed as the day has naturally changed. More moist, more humid, a little quieter in the mornings where you have an opportunity to go out and shoot a score, and then the afternoons you sort of pay for it. I do think it's going to be a good scoring weekend, and that's because on the West Coast, it's hitting into an East Coast time zone finish. Nobody has a really late tee time. The latest tee time is 10:25 today. So if you're a little antsy, you don't have all day to kill, and you're going to get a golf course that has some moisture in it. So I think you're going to see some good scoring this weekend.
Good call. Good call on that. You know, just a little quick side note, because we only got about a minute and a half left with you, but back in my club championship days, you had the early tee times and the late ones. I always go beg the pro playing the late tee times because it was three clubs less into every green.
Yeah, well, by the time it dried out, you bet.
Yeah, it was like, I don't want to be hitting two irons into these par fours. I want to hit five irons, you know?
You bet.
Anyway.
So, Dottie, are we going to get another Bogey Bolton book out of you?
That's kind of on hold right now. We're trying to get through our inventory for the first couple, but it was a really good experience. We're still alive, but just on hold for right now.
We got about a minute left. I got a fellow that's a friend of Mr. Grape Nuts who has a radio show up in Detroit, and he wanted to remind me that your dad was a pretty good baseball player in the days, huh?
My dad was a very good baseball player in the days and was one of the best rookies of the late 60s. He got the cover of Sports Illustrated, something I never did. And
it'll be actually kind of cool going back. I'm going to fly into Detroit this week, drive down to Toledo, and Dad's going to meet me there, and we're going to the Mud Hens game on Saturday night.
Sounds great. Dottie, thanks for being with us, and we'll see you on CBS and hear you on ESPN. Thanks for coming on the show.
Enjoy it, Dottie.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with Bill Ligon of Jameson Ranch Vineyards when we come back. Looking at it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-2017. That's 800-600-2017. 800-600-2017.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-681-0128. That's 1-800-681-0128. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-681-0128. That's 1-800-681-0128.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, Almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, more golf, grape, and grub
on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, GGG fans, and it's the G word, grape, time of the show. And we've got Mr. Grape Nut with us today, and thank God he showed up because we're going to be talking about Jameson Ranch Vineyards with the new owner. We'll talk about that, Mr. Bill Ligon. And Bill, I want to let you know, we just broke open a bottle of Double Lariat 2013, limited production. What do you think about that? And first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show. So you just opened a bottle of the 13, huh?
Yeah, 13. Mr. Grape Nut came through, and, you know, we got our great rating scale, and we've got five nuts as the top. That's total grape nut, and two nuts is a minimum, of course, as you would understand. For
right.
a rating on a wine, and
as a guy, you know.
So first of all, I'd like to do a big shout out. You got a lot of things going on at the winery. You're the new owner. We'll have you talk about that, but we got to do a shout out for our guy, Mr. John Brea, for withstanding all the challenges he had late last year, and reminded me that we had to have you back. And you know why, Bill? Because I want to hear you sing.
Ooh, me too.
Did I tell you I would?
No, you didn't, but see, this is live.
That's right. Well, I can
live,
do that.
But, yeah, I know you can. We'll wait for that. But anyway, we're saluting you. We're saluting you and John with the glass of Double Lariat here. And John, for those folks who don't know, John Brea, a longtime friend of mine in the food business. And we met you, Bill, years ago, and he had a little setback. He worked for you at the winery, but he's back. He's doing good, and here's to you, JB.
Yeah, and that's great that John's doing well again.
Yeah. So how do you think of this ownership? You know, you like the new title of vintner and owner?
Oh, yeah. This is one of those rare moments where you hear all the time about consolidation and the big corporation buying out the family. Well, this was one of those rare moments where the family bought out the big corporation. And so it's so exciting to be able to follow through on my vision and have the family owned, because there's just so many things you can do as family owned to ensure the quality that, frankly, you can't do if you're owned by a big corporation.
True that. And first of all, let's have you go through, because you have lots of labels. Some of which really spin off some wonderful things for charity, which I know you're involved in. But tell our listeners that may not be familiar what the labels are at Jameson Ranch.
Absolutely. Well, the first is the Jameson Ranch Double Lariat Cabernet Sauvignon that you're having there. And I have to, for my commercial break, say the 2013 hopefully not only got five nuts, but it got 94 points from Robert Parker. And,
Bobby,
which was just thrilling for us.
Well, I think Mr. Grape Nut and I and Pam are concurring. I think we got five nuts on that, Mr. Grape Nut.
I believe we have a five.
We got
nut
a five
line.
Nut.
Yeah, you're here.
Five right. nuts.
Well, you've got good taste, but
yes,
we knew that all along.
Yeah,
so that's our Napa Valley brand and our flagship brand. Then our next brand, is Riata, and Riata means lariat in Spanish, and you may, being in Texas, remember that the name of the ranch in Giant was Riata. And so that is Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, and the Riata Pinot and Chardonnay come from Los Carneros region on the Sonoma side. So that's our Sonoma Central Coast brand. And then our two popular price brands are Whiplash, which is the name of a horse, and we have a statue commemorating Whiplash out front of the winery. And that is Lodi, which is inland a little bit, and that is Whiplash Red Wine Blend and the Whiplash Zinfandel, and now I've just released a Whiplash Malbec that's very exciting.
Ooh,
in that
yummy
line. And those wines are all in the $15 range. And the Light Horse is the fourth brand that you mentioned that is all about the fact that we have miniature therapy horses at the winery. And when you come visit us at the winery, they're there every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they are incredible. And these are miniature horses, and we take them out into the community, and they do regulars at the veterans' home. The two that are certified therapy horses can go into hospitals. And so Light Horse is all about these bringing light into people's lives. And we particularly do other charity work for autism and other causes, because they're particularly good for therapy for post-traumatic syndrome as well. So those
just
are
wonderful.
The four brands.
Wonderful, wonderful. And the wines are all really good. Really, really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it all starts with the wine. And throughout my career, I've been blessed to have incredible people around me and winemakers. And you have to make wine that I call it's got to have the wow factor. When you pop that cork, it needs to exceed the customer's expectation. Whether it's $15 a bottle or $115 a bottle, we want you to go, wow, that's really good.
So tell our listeners about what they can expect if they visit you out at Jameson Ranch.
Well, we love to have visitors there. We have a magnificent winery, 57,000 square feet, and it's like a mountain, bit like a western mountain lodge with soaring columns that are actual spruce tree trunks, and a veranda that goes around the winery that looks out over San Pablo Bay. And we are the most convenient winery in Napa Valley to get to from either Sacramento or San Francisco, because we're in the southernmost part, and you save about an hour and a half of driving up valley to get there. And we have, in addition, on the weekends, the miniature horses. We have an executive chef, Scott Ekstrom, who's amazing, and you can book food and wine pairing, or you can just have a cheese plate and sit out on the veranda and have these wines and look out over there and have some amazing food to pair with it. And we like to have people come in and relax a while. Which, again, is a little different from some wineries that just want to, you know, churn you through the tasting room. That's not us. The way my wife Anna and I put it is when you come to Jameson Ranch Vineyards, you're a guest in our home, just as if you were in our home. And we want to treat everyone like that and have them feel like it's a comfortable place in our home.
It's so true. And we were there a couple of years ago, I guess, visiting, and we had that exact feeling. We just felt we were right at home, and your hospitality was great. The scenery was magnificent. The wines were unbelievable. So we had a wonderful time. You had the trifecta.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised Pam remembers it there, Bill.
Yeah, I am too. and as you recall, we across the street from us are two golf courses, and
right.
A good drive you could probably get from our veranda to that golf course across the street. That'd
well, Pam, when we were there, you had us in one of those beautiful little areas that are sort of private with a little sheets or something in between. Sheets
right.
is the wrong word. What's the right word for that, Bill?
Well, they're like a cabana.
Cabana, material,
yeah.
That sort of, you know, keeps you from the people on the other side, so to speak. And Pam wanted to go to the car and get her golf clubs. And, you know, it's a nice overlook of Chardonnay Golf Course there, so it's sort
That's
of fun.
That's right. See if you could do it.
Speaking of fun things, I think that time we were there, there's an art show going on. But just recently, you had some big soft jazz events in there, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We host the Brian Culbertson's Napa Valley Jazz Getaway, and part of what we try to do at Jameson Ranch is what I call a way of life as opposed to a lifestyle. And that way of life means that you have great food, great wine, great people. You give back to the community. You have music and art, all part of of that. And I've enlarged the concert field. And this, about 2 weeks ago, was the jazz festival. We had 4,300 people on Saturday and 3,800 people on Sunday. It was just incredible. And we're probably the only winery in Napa Valley that could do that as well, to have an event. And we had the Temptations were there, and they were phenomenal. And Michael McDonald, and I knew I was going to like the Temptations, but wow, these guys.
Hey, Bill, did you get up? We only got about 30 seconds left before we take a break. Did you get up on stage and sing with them?
I did not, and I think that was probably a good thing that day.
Oh, come on. I've heard you sing,
Michael
Bill.
McDonald.
You're really good.
Yeah. I can't dance like the Temptations either. Those guys can still move, you know?
All right, Bill. Start thinking about the song you're going to sing. We're going to take a break. Right. We'll come back and talk with the vintner of Jameson Ranch Vineyards, Mr. Bill Ligon. We'll be right back.
Hey, GGG fans, if you're like me and a lot of folks, you probably want to get healthier. Well, I've got the answer for you, the Sanctuary Yoga Room in Fort Worth. I've been doing yoga now for 3 years, and I resolved to crank it up a notch this year to help my cranky back. Don't be scared or waffle about this. Yoga is for everyone, regardless of age, sex, or body shape. It's not just for cute, slim gals and Lululemons. In gaining flexibility, strength, and self-confidence, you do it at your own pace. We call it owning your own mat. You'll end up gaining more than a fit body. Your soul and brain will be encouraged to live a less stressful and peaceful life. Rebecca Butler is our head yogi and has a great cast of instructors who are all positive. It's infectious being around these people. Kyla is one of my fave teachers, and along with Rebecca, is offering personal courses to help you thrive. It includes counseling on nutrition, organization, goals, and spirituality. Since we love G-Words, it makes me grateful and giddy to think about glowing. So come join TK at the Sanctuary Yoga Room at Fort Worth to recreate yourself. Like Rebecca on Facebook at the Sanctuary Yoga Room.
Come on, GGG fans. I know you're like me and have the desire to get more fit. I have the place for you to achieve this, and it's not a big warehouse gym with big crowds. It's one-on-one personal training and fitness center in Fort Worth.
Brad Firestone and his group of HTPs, that's highly trained professionals, will help you with whatever you're trying to achieve, no matter what level you are at. Their gym is comfortable, clean, and has all the equipment you need to get healthier and, more importantly, stay healthy. As important, they customize and motivate you to achieve your own personal goals. Golfers, I know you want more length, so come experience the way to gain more flexibility, strength, and create better balance for your swing. One-on-one is for everyone of all ages, regardless of sex. You may have a hectic life, but they can help you be more efficient with your workouts and with whatever schedule works best for you. Plus, there's no contract. You can also work out whenever you want to, regardless if your personal trainer is there or not.
My cranky back is what Brad is focused on with me, so don't procrastinate anymore. Call Brad at 817-731-4511 and like them on Facebook at One-on-One Personal Training and Fitness Center. You'll love the results.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, more golf, grape, and grub
on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, GGG fans. Tom Keys along with Pam Wood and Mr. Grape Nut, his own self. And we're with Bill Ligon, the owner of Vineyard. How's that sound, Bill, of Jameson Ranch Vineyards? And, Bill, I just want to let you know, during the break, Pam has decided, during the end of the show, she's going to do a sing-along with you to take the show to a close, and she has chosen My Guy by the Temptations.
My Girl.
Oh, My Girl. Oops,
my
I goofed.
Girl. I don't know if I know all the words, but I can
okay, whip out your phone and get
along.
The words. Pam will help you. She'll help you
all
with
right.
that, but we need a little voice stuff. But I got to go back and ask you, and I always forget to ask you when I'm around you, what the hell were you thinking when you took the alcohol out of wine back 30 years ago?
I don't know, you know. Yeah. Well, we were pioneering a technology called reverse osmosis that you use to desalinate water, but we applied it to wine, and you can actually concentrate wine, and you can, but more importantly in this case, we were able to de-alcoholize wine by a cold process, which had not been ever been done before. And when I created Ariel, non-alcoholic wine, and there are a lot of things you could do, but we were in the wine business, so we gave that a shot. And as it turned out, Ariel won a gold medal at L.A. County Fair against wines with alcohol, and is still the one and only non-alcoholic wine to ever do that. In fact,
you know, Bill, I could say congratulations, but I got to tell you, whenever this was, probably in the 80s, I think when I first met you along with John Brea, we were down tasting Ariel, and I was still saying the same thing I just said to you in the intro. What the hell are
frankly,
we doing here?
Yeah.
Well,
I learned a lot about from Ariel. One of the things I learned is I like alcohol in my wine. I like that a lot. But
yeah.
For those who can't have alcohol for whatever reason, it's a great alternative. But yeah, you can't really make alcohol is such an important part of wine. It's a bigger component of wine than it is of beer, for instance. So you can make a lot better non-alcoholic beer than you could ever make a non-alcoholic wine. Except
you know,
for the sparkling. The sparkling wine is great because that the bubbles, the CO2, will give you some bite and body that can help replace that alcohol a bit.
Well, I've always been fascinated by this argument that people have gotten into in the last decade about wines being too hot and whether, mm-hmm. you know, it's 13, 14, 15, 16, or 17. Usually it's the Zinfandel's up around 17% alcohol. But I always loved what Ed Sproges said once at a seminar. He goes, I could pour you a 17, I could pour you a 13, and you're not going to know the difference, so get over it.
That's right. That's about right. Yeah, that's the main thing. It's all about balance. It's whatever that alcohol level is, and, yeah, you can't tell the difference. It's all about the balance in the wine.
Well, Mr. Grape Nut here, who's in your fan club and brought in this beautiful wine for us today, I think's got a question for you.
All right.
Yeah, hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, over the, you know, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area now, temperatures around the 100-degree mark, pretty hot, and I've opened up a couple of bottles of the Rosé Pinot Noir lately, and fantastic, sit by the pool, enjoy. Why don't people appreciate the Rosé wines more?
You know, that's a great question. I keep hearing that rosé is coming back. We make a phenomenal rosé that we sell just at the winery. That's a rosé Pinot Noir. And you know, there's a lot of theories, but I think probably what dealt it a big blow was White Zinfandel. And White Zinfandel just ate that market up years ago. And we've just never come back because there's some great rosé wines. And then, of course, the Provence rosé from France and those. And I find in Europe they're making a big comeback. And people keep saying they're making a big comeback here, but I can't sell them. For whatever reason, they don't sell. Everybody loves them.
It's a hard, hard sell. But they're so good in the summertime.
But, boy,
particularly with a cheeseburger.
Summer, particularly.
They're really good with a cheeseburger, trust me on that.
I know, it's good with that. It's good with salmon, too, or anything off the grill.
We got a, Bill, I'll email you after the show because the Lone Star Lovely has become a big fan of Pinot Noir Rosé lately. So, we'll have to talk some things on that. So, what else are you going to do? Are you planting different grapes out there?
We are. We're redeveloping the vineyard right now. And I've got Chardonnay that I put in last year, and there's still 9.5 acres of Cabernet, but they'll be planting some more Chardonnay, Cabernet Sauvignon. We're in the Napa Valley Appellation, and in Napa Valley Appellation, Cab is king, and then the little Merlot and Pinot Noir there as well. And so in our climate, it's cooler. But thanks to global warming, it's not that cool. So we're becoming a great area for Cabernet, as well as it's long been a good area for Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. It's warmed up a bit now.
Just versatile.
Yeah, so we're able to do some things that 20 years ago you wouldn't do.
Yeah. So, Bill, I know Pam's been practicing this for the last 8 minutes in her head. We got about a minute and a half left in the show, so I thought you guys should tee it up and do a little Temptations.
Okay.
Pam, lead Bill in song, would you please?
What are we going to do? Talking about my girl.
Okay, I'm going to
start. Come on, Bill, help her out.
I'm going to start you off, and then you join me.
That's about all I know. Okay, start me off.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
I've got the month of May.
Oh, gosh.
I can't.
And here comes Tom.
I always wanted to be in Gladys Knight and the Pips. I wanted to be a Pip.
You are a Pip.
I have the month of May.
Almost time to go, right?
Yeah. For our listeners, we sort of semi-apologize for that, but sometimes we have fun on this show.
So I want to just leave one tagline here, because I got to say, it had to be you. It had to be you. I'd wander around, finally found somebody who... Because it had to be you.
Bill, thanks for being on the show with us. We'll see you out in Napa in about 10 days, 2 weeks. We can't wait to see you again.
All right, thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you, and everybody should come out and visit us.
You got it, Bill.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.